This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. And joining me now, as he does every once in a while, our senior producer, Patty Hirsch. Hi, Patty.
Hello, Tess.
So I guess a lot of people would have wanted to buy Facebook stock as a gateway investment over these last few days.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of them, I think, would probably have wanted to do the Disney thing where they get like the stock certificates
right.
and their child can frame it and all the rest of it. But if they did that, they're going to be sorely disappointed because Facebook actually isn't going to issue paper stock certificates. So there's nothing to frame. All you're going to get is like a paper printout of your transaction.
Hmm.
This seems to be the way that companies are going these days. Tech companies, certainly. Apple stopped issuing paper certificates in 2010, for example.
Well, speaking of paper, I hear we have a lot of letters this week.
Yeah, lots of comments on our student debt roundtable.
Oh, yeah. A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. But first, from last week's show, John Mitchell of Ferrisburg, Vermont, wrote in. He was a bit upset by the advice that Jill Schlesinger gave our organic farmer caller.
Hmm.
Yeah, remember, he called in asking how to spend or invest his savings, rather, in a non-risky way. And Jill directed him towards a tax-deferred college savings plan and some laddered CDs.
What, John didn't think that was a good idea?
Well, not that that was a bad idea, but he said we should have advised the caller to set up an emergency fund first. The way I think we were thinking about it was that he already really had an emergency fund. It was that $150,000
right.
in a money market account. It was precisely that.
Right. And I don't know, maybe that should be the first thing out of our mouths every single week. You have to have an emergency fund?
Maybe.
Do we not know this yet?
It's a must-have, Tess.
So what did listeners have to say about that roundtable? We talked to Robert Reich and Neil McCluskey, and I thought it was a great conversation.
Yeah, I mean, listeners had a lot to say. Firstly, to Matt Stride of St. Paul. You may remember that we topped that roundtable with some comments from people who are carrying kind of large debt loads of student debt.
Not kind of, really large.
Really large, yeah. We actually recorded Matt talking about his student debt load, but he didn't make it onto the show because the phone line that he was on was very crackly.
Hmm.
But he was kind of miffed because he said we only had sob stories about people who have these large debt loads on the show. And he says that his family has $10,000 in student debt, and they're doing just fine.
Good for him.
Indeed. He's a lucky guy, I think.
Yes.
Not sure quite how he's managing it, but I'd like to hear. Tyler Buett wrote in from Indianapolis to say that he thinks that university financial offices aren't much help when it comes to handling debt.
Mm.
So here's a quote. Ultimately, it's up to the students to take control of their decisions, but it should also be up to the universities to provide upfront, honest, and transparent information.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that the universities have come in for quite a bit of criticism.
And rightly so, I think, in some cases. Mark Sullivan echoed that in a post on our website. He wrote in that, like all major events in personal finance, paying for college takes planning.
Mm.
The problem is that most Americans arrive at college with no plan, and as a result, they take the financial aid office's default plan, which is taking on debt.
Right.
Right. He was actually a bit upset that Reich and McCluskey came from either side of the political spectrum and didn't really give any specific advice.
Okay, well, it was a debate. It was not the advice part of our show.
Right.
But,
we've given plenty of advice on student debts on the other show.
We have, indeed.
Right. The idea was really to have a more philosophical debate over things like McCluskey's contention that you should be able to pay for your dream degree, otherwise it's not worth doing it.
Mm.
Ed Woodjack didn't like the sound of that. He wrote in to say that some degrees pay for themselves, but others, like philosophy degrees, for example, do not. But he says the world is a better place with philosophers in it, so maybe we should pay people to do philosophy degrees.
Whoa, well, that's a first. I don't think I've heard that one before.
Well, it's certainly a response.
I'm guessing we might get some letters on that.
We could. I hope we do.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Patty.
And thanks for having me. And thank you once again to the listeners. Please keep those letters coming.